Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's a beautiful morning. I hope you're able to get up and enjoy the day, even if it's just sitting in a backyard. And you need days like that where you don't have to run and, you know, play golf and go here and go there. Get up, get the morning paper, make yourself a little bit of breakfast, and just sit in the backyard, maybe a little later. Cook some hot dogs, hamburgers, but just sit back and enjoy the weekend. It is the 4th of July week. The 4th is on Wednesday. So relax. Do a little work in the garden, a little weeding, some watering, some feeding. The gardens are running a little bit behind this year, so some extra nutritional will help that garden to really catch up. My tomatoes are about, probably a third to 50% smaller than they were last year at this time. And I gave them a good feeding on Friday. They're going to get some liquid food probably tomorrow to try and motivate them to get some growth on them. But the squash is growing good. The flowers are growing like crazy. So sit back. Enjoy your yard. You've worked hard all spring to get it ready. Pick some flowers. Go in your garden. There are a lot of things in bloom right now. And it's nice. Yes, the daisies are in bloom. The daylilies in bloom. Delphinium. Lupin is just about done. But there's a lot of things coming into bloom. Cut them, enjoy them, bring them inside. You have to say to yourself, it's a long winter, so I'm going to enjoy the summer the best I can. And if any of you have blue hydrangea, they're budding out good now. Some of them are showing some good color. If the color is not the way that you want it to be, don't be scared to change it. If you add aluminum sulfate, and if you go to your local garden center, they will have a soil acidifier, and that will help to change that color to really make it a nice, deep blue in color. And it really does help. Now, if you bought a pink hydrangea and it's more blue than pink, then you need to change the acidity. And the way that's done is with lime. Now, lime is going to take too long because it's rock. Buy a bag of Jonathan Green Magic Cal. Put a handful or two around each plant, water it in, scratch it in, and that will help to take the acidity out of the soil, make those hydrangeas more on the pink or the red side, and it will help to give them more blooms. But all your hydrangeas are getting ready. July and August is the time for them to come into bloom. Plants like strawberry, vanilla, with white and pink beautiful flowers, Pinky Winky, and a lot more. The one that was developed for breast cancer, Incredible, Invincible, are all in bud right now. Give them plenty of water. Your Annabelle big white balls are coming into bloom right now. A little extra food, plenty of water, and you'll have gorgeous, great big balls up to 6 inches or more in color. The other plant that's making buds, there should be blooming another maybe 2 or 3 weeks, is your Rose of Sharon. They love to be fed. So give your Rose of Sharon a good shot of fertilizer, granular, organic, to make it produce lots of blooms. Now, I want you to do me one favor on your Rose of Sharon. Take the biggest bud that you have on your plant. Pull it off. Bring it in the house. Take a sheet of white paper and slowly break the flower apart and letting everything fall on the white paper, because there is an insect called a thrip or a spider mite that loves the buds of Rose of Sharon. So pull up the flower, crumble it on a piece of white paper, and look for tiny black spots that move. If you see that happening, then you need to get a systemic insecticide on the plant, and that will kill them. Otherwise, the thrip or the spider mite will prevent your flower buds from opening. Great plant, lots of buds, no color, insects are the problem. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Sue from Cape Cod with a question about hydrangeas.
Good morning, Sue, from beautiful Cape Cod.
I called you in March, this past March, and asked you about a question I had with hydrangeas that were in an ornamental bed in my front yard that were growing so furiously that they were encroaching on the lawn instead of staying in the mulch bed where I had hoped they would stay. So you suggested that I cut them back in April to the shape and form and size that I wanted, which I did. And I'm looking at them right now, and those buggers are bigger than ever. And one of the plants actually must be almost as tall as me, and I'm about 5'3". And of course, the flowers are less abundant than they were the year before, and I figured that would probably happen. So there's a lot more green foliage than flowers, but they've growing up now, and they really don't look as ornamental because they're so big. So I was wondering what you would suggest at this point.
Okay, how much shade are they getting, Sue?
I would say a fair amount. My front yard is sort of northeast, and they get some morning sun and some afternoon sun, but they're not being drenched by hot sun all day. So I would say it's about a half and half in terms of shade and sun.
Okay. What you may want to consider is to slowly move some of those blue hydrangeas out into a sunnier area. And this is not the time to do it now, because we're getting into the heat of the season. But I would, in the spring, dig maybe a third of your blue hydrangea, relocate them into a sunny bed, and cut them back to about 3 feet. Mm-hmm. And being that you like hydrangea, there are some great varieties that will tolerate the shade.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned a couple. My backyard has a lot of shade. And like you, I love hydrangea.
Mm-hmm.
And the PG family is a family of hydrangea that instead of being a ball in shape, they're more ice cream cone
mm-hmm.
in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And they will tolerate a lot more shade, and they bloom like crazy.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the shade is part of the reason why they're growing so furiously in terms of the
yeah.
foliage?
Yeah. If you drive around your area or look at your neighbors
mm-hmm.
and that are shorter than yours, what you want to do is to look at the spacing between the individual leaves
mm-hmm.
on the plant
mm-hmm.
and then look at the spacing of the leaves on your plant, and I'd be
mm-hmm.
willing to bet that the spacing on yours are twice the distance than in full sun. But try these brand new hybrid vanilla strawberry, Pinky Winky. They're wonderful.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1580.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1620.58, $810.29 for a half ounce, or $405.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1620.58, $810.29, and $405.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Full Parent Garden Club. You know, we've been talking a little bit about checking out your gardens because they may not be doing exactly what you want. If you need some help, go to your local Blue Seal feed store. They're all over New England, and the Blue Field seed stores have been in business for over 140 years. They're all family-run operations. Their staffs are all trained with the newest insecticides, fungicides, pesticides. They know their organics. They know their chemicals. They're a lot more than just a feed and grain store. And they also carry the Dr. Earth vegetable and tomato food. If you're growing herbs, you want to push some new growth on them. And this fertilizer by Dr. Earth has mycorrhiza in it. And Dr. Earth is a company from California, and he has worked really hard to put a package of what they call probiotics. And probiotics is a collection of microbes that will feed your vegetable garden. So now is the time. You've got July, you have August, they need a good food. Get something like Dr. Earth, but go see the professionals at the Blue Feed Seed Store. And now their website, Blue Seal Stores with an S .com. And it will give you locations of their businesses, the store hours, the specials. But again, these are just like garden centers. They have everything that you need and a lot more in some cases. But look at their website, www.blueSealStores.com. Family run, 140 years old, and they are there to help you to have a great gardening season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peggy from Vermont with a question about blueberries.
Good morning, Peggy. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. It's always a pleasure to listen to your show. Wish I always
Thank
had
you.
A piece of paper. I have blueberry bushes. I've got different strains of Jerseys in the Northlands and the Patriots. I have a lot of blueberries on most of the bushes, but I have very few leaves. I don't find them on the ground.
You know, now that you say that, I have three blueberries in my garden, and two of them are covered with fruit on them. And I mean they are loaded with fruit, but I probably have a third of the normal foliage on them that I normally have. And the third plant is covered with foliage and very few berries. So, what I've done, we've been so busy trying to get ready for the garden tour. Plus, we had a huge party here last night. My wife and I celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. We had all the friends and family over, so we had to get the gardens ready. But what I've done is I've put around each of the blueberries about 2 inches of pine bark mulch. I fed them with holly tone, and they're beginning to notice that the blueberries that have more fruit than actual leaves are beginning to make some new growth. And the new growth is just foliage. So that is encouraging. So I don't know why. I've never had this happen before. The plants have been in the bed for 4 years. But just like you said, you look at the plant and there's no foliage. There's nothing on the ground. I keep checking for the possibility of maybe caterpillars eating the foliage. But the plants are clean. So I mulched them, I fed them, keeping them wet, and new growth is now beginning to develop, and that will help to ripen the fruit and give them more flavor. And I suggest that you do the same. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So the problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we've got Valerie from Mass with a question about roses.
Valerie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Can't get enough of your show, Paul. Enjoyed very much.
Thank you.
I have a Seven Sisters rose, very, very old, about 20 years. And the last 2 years, the buds have been getting to full size. And just as they're going to open, they brown right over and die. And last year I thought it was because I hadn't watered, but it did it again this year. I'm looking for bugs. I'm not finding any bugs, but I am seeing a distortion on the leaves that's kind of it's a transparent where all the color is gone.
Yeah, it sounds to me that you have either a thrip or a mite. So what I want you to do, Valerie, is pick off one of the buds, bring it in the house, put it on a sheet of white paper, and with your hands or a knife, break it apart and pull it all apart and spread it out on the white paper. And then look at it closely and see, you're going to see little dots, like if you took a ballpoint pen and just tapped the paper. And if you see them move, that's either a spider mite or a thrip, and they are active on roses right now. So there's a couple things that you can do. The most effective and the best, so that you don't have a problem with the insects becoming immune, is to use an all-season oil. Daylight today, not going to get too hot. The weather's good right now. If you have any all-season oil, spray your entire plant. I mean, soak it. And the oil will smother any of the eggs or the adults on that plant, and they can't breathe, and they'll die.
Okay.
Fertilize them to try and encourage some new growth, and that will help to bring them back for you. Thank you. You have a great weekend, but just pull a bud apart and watch. And if you see things moving, you've got mite or thrip, and that's your signal. And what's happening is they're getting inside, they're sucking the energy out of the plant, preventing it from open, just like Rosa Sharon, and that's happening now also. So you may want to check both at the same time. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lewis from Vermont with a question about peppermint.
Lewis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, I enjoy listening to your show.
I have
a particular problem. I have both spearmint and peppermint in bunches side by side. Nothing is bothering my spearmint. They're doing fine. My peppermint, however, has like brownish or blackish spots all over, particularly on the lower leaves, not on the new growth. And some of the lower leaves are curling a bit. And when I hold it up to the light, I can see that there are, you know, some areas where there's next to the black area, it's clear. And I'm wondering, what can I do to get rid of it?
Okay. Well, even though they're in the same family, they are two different plants. And it sounds that one of them is more resistant to disease problems. And you have to remember, the month of April, May, and most of June, we were cooler than normal, and we were wetter than normal. And even at night, you know, we're supposed to have nice warm evenings, and we really didn't get much heat until the last couple of weeks. So what I would do, get a liquid or a powder, copper or sulfur, and most of your garden centers will sell that. And these are good organic fungicides. And if your clump isn't too big, I would pull as many of the damaged foliage as possible. Anything that's on the ground, cultivate, clean them, get them out of there, and then spray your entire area with the copper or the sulfur spray. I would wait a week, do it again, and then in the meantime, get a granular food and fertilize them. Plant Tone is very good. Dr. Earth vegetable fertilizer is very good. And the thing that's nice about mint, it grows like a weed. And I mean like a weed. I'm sure you know what you mean. And if you want some of the plants that don't look good, cut them right back to the ground. Get them out of there. Fertilize. New growth will be stimulated, and the new growth will be replaced with healthy tissue. What happens with mint sometimes, they grow so thick, they spread so fast, and if you have a cool, wet spring or early summer, you tend to get more leaf fungus problems. And you just have to say to yourself that starting in May, if it's wet, if it's cool, copper, sulfur, or the serenade applied every couple of weeks will keep it nice and clean. So don't get discouraged. Clean them up. Get what's no good out of there. Feed it. And believe me, that mint will make a whole bunch of new growth. And with a spraying every couple of weeks with sulfur or copper, the plant will come right back to life for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Cape Cod with a question about lawns.
Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I love the show.
Hi. Thank you.
We just put in a new lawn. It's probably 50 feet wide and 150 feet long, all new soil. And the grass is coming up just about 2 weeks ago. The grass is coming up nice. It's about maybe an inch high. But it looks like we're starting to show some crabgrass inside of that summer. What can we do to get rid of that?
Okay. Have you mowed the grass yet?
No, it'll probably be another week before it'll be ready for mowing.
Okay. You can buy a crabgrass killer, Bonide and Bayer, both make a crabgrass killer that will not hurt the new lawn. I've used a Bayer and have had great results, but you need to read the label because you have to wait until the new grass has had a chance to mature. Now, the crabgrass seed came in with the new loam.
Right.
And right now, there's not much that you can do. Keep it wet. You can, if you have not fertilized in the last 4 or 5 weeks, I would get a starter fertilizer, feed it again. And then once you've mowed the grass, you get the Bayer crabgrass crabgrass killer, spray the area, follow the recommendations, and the crabgrass will all turn yellow, but your healthy grass will stay nice and green, get thicker, and then next spring, put down a pre-emergence, which is a preventer for crabgrass, and along with a regular food, and crabgrass will be history. But read the label, because if the grass that you planted by seed is not mature enough, it may not survive, and then you'll kill both. Okay? So
yep.
Read the label, give it a chance to mature, and then you'll be in good shape. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Mass with a question about zinnia.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to the show for years, and I've never heard of this one before. My wife and I have planted many gardens in our yard, and one of them, in the front of our house, we have a very large annual bed of a couple of hundred annuals we grow from seeds, and over the years, we've done different things. Up until about 5 years ago, we used to use salvias, and all of a sudden, we came out one day, and something was cutting them. It's almost like something was cutting them like with a razor blade, and you go out, and within an hour, and 10 or 15 of these would be down. And we lost the whole garden. So five years ago, we changed to zinnias. And it's been fine. Until this morning, we go out there, and it's the exact same thing happening again. And they're going, as we speak, we're losing plants. There's no indication. You can't see anything. But it's like someone's cutting with a razor blade.
Okay. Is it a nice, clean, sharp cut, or is it jagged?
Nice, clean, sharp cut.
If it's a nice, clean, sharp cut, then it's rabbits. Deer will bite and pull. Rabbits will chew the plant right there. So go to your local garden center, pick up a deer repellent. Shaker weight is very, very good. And your rabbits will feed when they know it's calm out, it's dark, there's nobody around to bother them. And I would put the shaker weight rabbit repellent or rabbit scram around the perimeter of where your flowers are and sprinkle some directly on the foliage, because if they ate some last night, they liked it, they will be back. So you need to treat that area today, otherwise you'll have less and less and you'll be in the same predicament. It's just a combination of things. When animals find something that they like, they will come back until it's all gone. And you've worked too hard to take care of this garden to have this happen. But either shake away or deer or rabbit scram will do the trick. And repeat it on a weekly basis just to let them know that you're not fooling around.
Want a great-looking, carefree lawn? Get proactive by improving your soil with Jonathan Green Organics. At the very root, Jonathan Green Organics create the ideal conditions in the soil to grow a beautiful lawn. And they're formulated with complex organic feed-grade ingredients, so they're safe to use around kids and pets. Rejuvenate your lawn with our organic lawn fertilizer, fortified with amino acids and humates to improve soil life. For poor soil conditions, use Natural Beauty Lawn Fertilizer to increase root growth and enhance water retention. Apply MagiCal Soluble Calcium to balance your soil's pH levels, reduce stress, and release trapped nutrients. Just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of using up to 10 bags of regular lime. And stop weeds before they sprout with our Organic Weed Control Plus Fertilizer. The new American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy. You're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, this time of the year, there are a couple things in the vegetable gardens I want you to be aware of. Your potatoes, if you're growing them, they develop on the stems. So if you get a chance, pull the soil that's in the walkway around the base of your potato plants, and they'll be more productive. You know, and this is something you should do three or four times during the year. And you should have a mound of soil at least a foot high right down the entire row of your potatoes. The bigger the mound, the more potatoes will form on your plants. And if you're growing leeks in the garden, and it's the first time, the same thing. Mound the soil around your leek plants. Not a foot right now, but if you could do a couple of inches right now, again, go right down the row, pull some of the soil up against the foliage, and what will happen is the light will be blocked because you're covering the stem with soil. And it's called blanching. And when you do this, you destroy the green coloration of the foliage, and you change it to white, and it becomes meatier. So more meat, more flavor, more potatoes, more meat to your leeks. And if you want to give them a push, the one fertilizer that I love to use in my garden is called Thrive. Plant Thrive. T-H-R-I-V-E. It's mycorrhizae. And it will stimulate your plants to grow larger without producing a lot of foliage. Now, we had a caller earlier. He had peppers. They were growing. They were tall. They were skinny. get some Liquid Thrive. Give them a half a gallon per plant, and you will not believe. Now, I use Thrive on my tomatoes. And the last few years, I could not pull the plants at the end of the year out of the garden. I had to use a shovel. So feed them, mulch, hill, get out there, do a little bit of work, but enjoy this long holiday weekend. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carl from Maine with a question about clematis.
Hey, Carl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I got two problems. One, a clematis. Clematis, it doesn't seem to climb. It doesn't adhere to the post. I got it around a light post. And the other one is my wife planted some radishes in a container. And the leaves are beautiful, but there's nothing on the end.
Are they planted thick, or do you have some room between them? Because sometimes if you plant radishes really heavy, they tend to choke each other out.
Yeah, no, these, she's been thinning them out. She seems to be, there's plenty of room around them. But I'm wondering if the soil, we use that Miracle-Gro potting soil, and I'm wondering if that was, there's too much fertilizer and everything goes into the leaves.
Okay, well, Miracle-Gro is a good soil. It's all been tested, and it's something that's been designed for all kinds of plants, no matter what it is. But I'll tell you a quick, funny story. My dad had the best garden that you've ever seen. It was his life. I mean, he would work like a dog all day. He was a chef at a restaurant, and working in heat behind a hot oven, he would come home, take off his whites, put on a pair of jeans, grab the radio, a cold bottle of beer, and spend an hour or two in the garden every night. And on the weekends, he loved the garden. He could not grow a radish. No matter what he did, he could not do it. Have your wife pull out. If they're over 6-8 inches tall, pull them all out, reseed, because radishes can be planted 8-9 times a year. The crop is ready to eat in less than 3 weeks. So reseed.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.